Hello Pisces, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, November the 4th and the whole week ahead. The full moon in the sign of Taurus and for you as a Pisces, this means a complete and utter change is required in your surroundings and your everyday life. The next 2 weeks, it's time to close down those sectors of your world and your life which have become boring or routine or are no longer working. You need to pep up and zip up your everyday world starting now. Here's your Sunday stars. Mercury is now going to move into Sagittarius, so we're opening up a very good time to communicate with others over your career and your desire to achieve something big. Mercury is travel too. So don't look just around and about where you live or where you currently reside or work, but look further afield. There can be more opportunities and possibilities further away than you're currently looking. Here's your Monday stars. Home and family affairs, they could predominate now, but there's a square to Neptune. Someone's not telling you everything, or they're holding something back, or even worse, with a square to Neptune, they're telling you a lie. And that means there's deceit going on in a home or family affair. I think you need to keep quiet about it for now, because the time will come when you can have your outburst. Here's your Tuesday stars. How beautiful. Venus moving into Scorpio. That's your ninth house. Look it up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Venus in the ninth is full of promise. Eastern, Western, Northern and Southern. Because the international energy around you now has to be seen to be believed. It's just colossal. Venus in Scorpio is passionate, is sexy and is seductive. And all of these things will work their way into your life in weeks to come. And here's your Wednesday stars. With Venus moving into your ninth house yesterday, if you've an idea of learning or studying in areas of the art or music, dance or drama, then do it. Because this Venus connection in this very, very intellectual part of your chart is telling you to be more academic in the way that you push ahead, because the more that you study, the more qualifications you get, the further you're going to go. Here's your Thursday stars. Sun and Pluto, oh, what a combination. Empowering in so many ways. But you know, there's a touch of fate about this. Fate that comes through serendipity, that comes with opportunity. Boil it all down and somewhere you go, somewhere you decide to go, somewhere you plan to go, which is nowhere near where you currently are, will change your life. A life-transforming journey is showing in your stars. Here's your Friday stars. There's a moon in Leo today, which means that anything that can give you fitness and give you back your health is good. Mars is all about blood and vitality and being dynamic. So if that's you, then get into it. Get into a new fitness regime. The square to the sun tells me this. If you're too hedonistic or decadent, you could lose your overall power to do something positive for yourself.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.